Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it is great to be with you from the Pacific Northwest in Portland, Oregon. Great to have you with us here on the program on 96.9 The Game. Dante Marcatelli here, and Aaron Berlin is our producer. Cody Clark. We get the whole host of characters for you on this one here tonight. It is Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, and we're just hours away from Game 4 of this West Coast trip. The Magic find themselves in Portland in the Moda Center against the Trailblazers here tonight. Blazers are 7-3 here at home. They have lost three consecutive games, though, so hopefully an opportunity, maybe a sliver, a door open for this Magic club to come in and bounce back after a very hard-fought game and a difficult loss in Golden State a couple of nights ago. Boy, that was a tough one. Magic leading by 18 at about the 5.5-minute mark of the third quarter. We'll touch on that here momentarily as well. But still, Kevin Durant, huge night, 49 points. His best game by far as a member of the Warriors, certainly in the regular season, and that does end the Magic. So now they find themselves a chance to get back to 2-2. Really, on this five-game West Coast swing, you're thinking you have to win two games. So between tonight and Phoenix, which will be next here on Friday, have to get one of these games, if not both, for this trip to be a success. So hopefully they are able to do that, maybe grab them both, starting with tonight in Portland. So it will hit you at 9:30 on the Magic Radio Network right here on 96.9 The Game, 9:30 on Fox Sports 4. Love to hear from you, 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145, or text us at 508-57. That's text 508-57. I think a couple of questions that we can throw out there is, what becomes of Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross here at the end of this season? They are putting an awful lot of pressure on everybody to make a decision, and I love it. They're playing terrific basketball, and I hope there is a way to keep these guys for the rest of this season and for years to come, because it is absolutely unbelievable the run that Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross are on, and I shudder to think where this team would be without those contributions from both of those players. So we'll touch on that. Also, how big is this West Coast trip here? A chance to close it. As you close it out, these final two games, then you come home for a couple of days, you go to Miami. So really, you got three more road games. How many of those do you have to get? In an interesting number, as the facts will bear out over the last couple of years, where the Magic sit right now in the standings at the quarter pole. So a lot to get into. 407-447-2145, and just your thoughts in general on this Magic team and how tough it was to see that one get away in Golden State the other night. 407-447-2145 or text 508-57. We're hearing Aaron Gordon is a game time decision. Of course, he had to leave that game against Kevin Durant in the Warriors as he started to experience back spasms in the third quarter. And then Kevin Durant just went to work on poor young Jonathan Isaac. He did the best that he could, but he just went to work. He smelled blood in the water, and he went right at him and led the Warriors to victory. So game-time decision for Aaron Gordon. If he is unable to go, I would guess Jonathan Isaac would be back in that starting lineup. He's headed that way anyway. Thought it might happen at the end of this West Coast trip, but that could happen here tonight. So lots to go over, but Aaron, I begin in this city as I always do.
Yeah.
The mission, the mantra, the statement out here
keep
for
Portland
everyone
weird.
Is to keep Portland weird,
yeah.
And they do it. And they certainly do that.
Not
now,
a
listen,
Portland guy.
I am, as far as food and the breweries and everything that they have and that they can offer you out here. But it is interesting. I don't know how else to say it, but it is a very
interesting
city.
Part about Portland? I've never been to Portland. Been to Seattle. Granted, I mean, they're 3 hours apart. But what is the most interesting thing to you? The food's very good.
Food is very good. I think that's very intriguing. You have some unbelievable the food concoctions at some of the restaurants around here are
the
just
donuts
fascinating.
Are wonderful.
Voodoo Donuts is fascinating. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's certainly the people. There's no question about that. Everybody kind of does their own thing out here, and that's fine. But it certainly is an interesting city. And you know, we got to have an off day yesterday, got to walk around. The sun was shining. It was actually a beautiful day.
Was that the first time you've ever been to Portland when the sun was shining?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen sun. But today it was raining, so right back to what I'm used to here in Portland, Oregon. So, yeah, it's an interesting place, and then we get a day off in Phoenix, and then we finally come home here on Friday night. But this Magic team, I would imagine, well-rested and ready for this one here tonight against the Portland Trailblazers. So let's hit the text line, 508-57-AB. What do you got there first and foremost?
You know, Dante, this kind of comes off the heels of you talking about Jonathan Isaac working his way back into the starting lineup. This person texts in about Jonathan Simmons being back in the starting lineup. They go, how does one guy go from being out of the rotation against Denver to working his way back against LA and then back to a starting spot against Golden State the other night?
Well, I think if you would ask Jonathan Simmons, and I did, he would admit that he struggled here out of the gates, and he was putting a lot of pressure on himself. He said that's the number one reason. He said, I'm a perfectionist. I don't want to mess up. Now, listen, let's not forget he had so much time off without touching a basketball, and he's trying to get back into basketball shape, and it shows. He is nowhere where he was last year yet, but hopefully he can get there at some point soon. But, you know, I think injuries are a part of it as well, but... So he unable, not the Jonathan Simmons that we were used to, and I think Coach Cliff made the point that, you know, he's kind of out of the rotation until he gets his conditioning right, until he's back to making the basketball plays we know he's capable of. So he comes in kind of in mop-up duty there in Denver, but then a funny thing happens, and this is, Aaron, this is how, and you know and everybody knows, you have to be ready, and Coach said it on day one in training camp. Everyone on this roster is going to get a chance to help this team at some point. Are you going to be ready for that opportunity? And some guys have not, and some guys have. You go to Los Angeles. Kyle Kuzma goes right at Wes Iwundu, picks up 10 points, and 10 of the first 16 points, I think it was, in the game for the Lakers went to Kuzma, and Wes was just completely overmatched. And now you need some toughness, you need some life, you need some energy. And those are all the things, that grit that Jonathan Simmons brings. So he completely turns that game around in Los Angeles from a competition standpoint. And I think that was a huge key for that Magic team getting back in that game in Los Angeles. And he was able to finish the game out, made some big plays down the stretch. I think finished with 11 points, 4 of 11 from the floor. So based on that, you now have a decision to make. Do you go back to the starting lineup with Jonathan Isaac? Do you go back to Wes Iwundu, who struggled against Kuzma, or do you go to Jonathan Simmons? And those are your three options, really, at that point. And if you're thinking Isaac is on a minutes restriction and we're not ready to increase those minutes yet, let's keep him where he is. Wes struggled a little bit. Now maybe it's an opportunity for Jonathan Simmons. And it was a shame, too, Aaron. He comes out, he knocks down two consecutive threes. Those were the only points he'd score in the entire game, but did miss a couple after that. But it looked like he was going to be on his way to a big night and reward the coach with that start, but unfortunately it didn't go that way.
Oh, yeah, Dante, we do have one more text that poured in talking about Jonathan Isaac, and I think the play that they're talking about his defensive awareness, but most notably in that Golden State game where he was kind of at midcourt, and I can't remember who he was front guarding, but he kind of picked Kevin Durant from behind the back and then got the layup at the other end. They said, is that kind of what we can expect defensively from J.I.?
Yeah, don't you think? He's done that a number of times.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, we've seen him make incredible defensive plays, and that's the thing with Jonathan Isaac that's always going to be there. You see that immediately as soon as he steps onto the basketball floor, is obviously the length that he has, the presence that he has, his ability to smother whoever he's defending. Unless it's an all-world player like Kevin Durant the other night. And in all fairness to Jonathan, you know, those were increased minutes because of the injury to Aaron Gordon, and he's still working his way back into basketball shape, and he wore down. He flat-out wore down at the end of that game, and Durant knew it and took advantage of it and smelled that right out. So I think a week, two from now, a completely different conditioning. But, yeah, that's what he can do. He has the ability to get down, get long defensively. That's why this organization covets this length, and then Durant tries to make a move, and he just pokes it away and goes the other way with it. Ends up in the hands of DJ Augustine. Now, listen, I thought, to me, Aaron, I thought that was the critical point of the game. But just to touch the, you know, just to finish up on that, Jonathan Isaac's defense is going to be his calling card. The offense is going to come, and I thought he showed great signs of that. Had 11 points in the third quarter in Golden State, finished with 15 in the game. He single-handedly kept the Magic in that game when Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant were going off there in the third quarter to ensure the Magic still had a lead going into the fourth. So the offense will come. but he can have an impact like that. He can be an elite defender, and certainly has shown that at times, and that'll be his biggest contribution. And he continues to move the basketball. If he's got a shot, he'll take it, and if not, he'll move it along. But to me, the pivotal turning point of that game was the Magic in Golden State with an 18-point lead at the 5:35 mark of the third quarter. You have that steal, ball gets poked away, DJ Augustine and Evan Fournier on a 2-on-1. DJ draws the defense, hits Evan. Evan goes up soft with it, and I think if you were to look back at it, it might have caught him off guard a little bit. Maybe he thought DJ was going to go right to the rim, but he goes up to what should have been an easy lay-in, but Kevin Durant was coming hard and swatted it away, and they're able to recover it and go the other way. So instead of making it a 20-point game with 5.5 to go in the third, they come down, hit an Andre Iguodala jumper in regulation, you know, with in transition, and that makes it a 16-point game. So that's a 4-point swing that obviously greatly changed the tide of the game. Got the building erupted. Everyone was electric in there. Now Klay Thompson starts doing his thing. Kevin Durant starts coming alive as well. So I truly think. Had Evan Fournier gone up strong and dunked that basketball, that's a 20-point game. The Magic get out of there with the win. The win probability, according to Josh Robbins from The Athletic, was 94.6% at that point, at that moment when the ball was stolen and you're going down to make it a 20-point game. So unfortunately, it didn't go that way, and the defending champs came back with one of the best players in the world.
I was going to say, Dante, at that point in the game, you know, I've never been able to dunk, and I've never played basketball at a high level. But when you have a pick like that and you're running the fast break like that, isn't your only mind of like, man, if I dunk this basketball, then that's deflating? Because layups are one thing, but dunks, I feel like, especially in that kind of instance, completely takes the air out of not only the arena, but also your opposing team.
Well, I think he thought he had more time. I don't think he had any idea that Durant was coming that hard, or that he could just, you know, that he'd just be able to get it up and lay it in. And again, maybe DJ caught him off guard, you know, like I was saying a second ago. But either way, it was just a phenomenal play by Kevin Durant. And 99 times out of 100, Evan Fournier is going to dunk that basketball, but didn't happen there on that play. But I thought this was interesting, Aaron. Did you see this note the other day? So at the quarter poll, you know, does the quarter poll mean anything? We've played 20
absolutely.
Games, right? We've played 20 games. We keep trying to find out what is this team? What do we have here? Are we going to be a playoff team? Or who's staying? Who's going? What's the future of this roster going to look like? And is this team have a chance to stay in playoff contention? Because we've started 19-13 before. We've started 8-4. So where do we go? So if you look at the quarter poll last year, 7 of the 8 teams that were in the playoff, that were in the top 8 in the playoff picture at the quarter poll, made the postseason. 7 of the 8 teams made it. There was one outlier that was outside. I believe it was Miami, who was able to get in there at the end. And it was the same thing in the Western Conference. 7 of the 8 teams after 20 games that were in the playoff picture ended up making the postseason. And of course, the Orlando Magic were in the playoff picture going into that game in Golden State. They come in tonight here 10-11. They sit 8th in the Eastern Conference. So you have to ask yourself, if that's going to hold true, are they going to be one of the 7 that's going to get in, or are they going to be the one that gets knocked out? So it is pretty telling, and it's a good sign if the Magic can continue to stay on this roll. And it begins tonight, or continues tonight, against the Portland Trailblazers. We're going to take a break. When we come back, go ahead and join us, 407-447-2145, or you can text us at 508-57. The Magic playing the Portland Trailblazers here tonight, and Magic fans, don't miss out on Classic Nights during the 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. Each Classic Night will feature unique entertainment, music, videos, and more that will instantly immerse you in Magic history as the team suits up in the Classic Edition uniform. Get your tickets to Classic Nights now at OrlandoMagic.com. We'll be back in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go Magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Need to sell your home? With Listed.com, pay 0% listing commission and still get a team of expert realtors, MLS listing, and professional photos. Pay 0% listing commission and still get our revolutionary yard sign, a dedicated direct mail campaign, and powerful print marketing. Pay 0% listing commission and still get a dedicated property website. Pay 0% listing commission, but only if you're one of the first 1,000 people to list with Listed.com by December 31st. That's LISTED.com. 888-777-9611.
Does not include buyer's agent commission. See website for terms and conditions. Listed.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
I mean, it's just, you got to look at it like every other game and just get ready, you know, put this one behind us, get prepared, you know, watch some film on them and kind of catch our breath and make sure that we can get back even.
Just another game, right, AB?
No, another game. Not another game.
Terrence Ross, born in Portland, Oregon, went to high school out here in Portland. Now, he's not played well when he's come back to Portland, so maybe to him it is just another game. Not trying to put a lot of extra pressure on it, but the guys typically love coming home and putting on a show, certainly against the team that they grew up rooting for, and that would be the case here with Terrence Ross and his Magic going against the Blazers. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And how good has Terrence Ross been? Well, we'll go back to November 4th. That's 13 games that he's played. No one off the bench has put up more points. He's scored 206 points, and no one has hit more threes than his 37 off the bench. It is just a staggering run that Terrence Ross is on, and it really, if you look to it, if you go back to that date as well, he's tied for fourth in threes made overall. So no one's made more threes off the bench, and the three that have made more threes since the beginning of November than Terrence Ross are named James Harden, Paul George, Klay Thompson. That's it, folks. That's the run that Terrence Ross is on right now for your Orlando Magic, and I had a chance to to him, AB, at halftime, that game in Oakland, and I said, come on, you got to tell, it looks like you're in one heck of a zone. How does that ball feel coming off your hands? And he said, money. He said it every time that comes off my fingers. It feels like money. It looks like money. 28 points in that game. He was sensational. And again, he is on one heck of a run. And now, you know, the pressure is on. You got to find a way. You'd hate to lose these guys. You understand it's a business, but they're playing so well. And I'm sure if there's a way to keep them, they'll do it. If there's a deal to be made that makes the team better, you'll do that. You have to explore all options. But the way Vucevic and Terrence Ross are playing right now is just fun to watch. And Nick Vucevic is coming off back-to-back performances of 30 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. At least those numbers, 36 or 30, 12, and 6. And that's never happened in Magic history. So he's putting up incredible numbers. And oh, by the way, the team he's had the most success against in his NBA career, tonight's Portland Trail Blazers, averages 23 points a game against the Blazers. See if that can run can continue here tonight. So, AB, you've got some decisions to make, and it's a good problem to have. It's very good, the way that Terrence Ross and Nick Vucevic are playing right now.
I was going to say, Dante, because entering the year, you know, you think about just the fact that they're on one-year deals, and you wonder what the situation lies because you knew what their past was. But I'll tell you what, if Terrence Ross is going to be this kind of player and he's going to shoot the, what was it you said, that he has scored the most points off the bench since November 4th, I mean, you cannot give up a guy like that. You have to keep guys like that, you know?
And he's hit the most threes. So well, you got to wonder, you know, if what team is going to be out there that's going to feel that they are a Ross or a Vooch away from getting to the postseason, from winning in the postseason, from competing for a championship. So our team's going to come after you, making huge offers for guys like that. You know, listen, I think, again, it is early in some regards. Again, we mentioned the 20-game poll last year in the Eastern and Western Conference. 7 of the 8 teams in each conference that were in the playoff picture at the 20-game poll made the postseason, and that's where the Magic were right now. So that certainly is something that we'll keep our eye on as well. The way that these guys are playing right now is just absolutely, absolutely impressive, and hopefully they're able to keep that up. AB, go ahead. What did you say that?
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, the way that you phrased that is that there's, you know, what teams are going to need players like Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross come playoff team time. And there's a lot of teams that need scoring. They need efficient scoring, and that's what those two guys bring. And that's why this decision is going to be so much harder on the front office, because you also have to look at where your roster is at that point.
Yeah, and that's true. And it comes down to winning. And listen, we talk about Nick Vucevic making the All-Star game, and I hope that does happen because those numbers, if it were to happen right now, I think he would be in, and I think he should be in. But this team has to continue to win, and hopefully they're able to do that. And he's able to keep up this incredible year that he's had. He's been phenomenal. Again, back-to-back, 30 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists game, and Terrence Ross on an incredible run as well. It's going to be a tall task tonight. You've got Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. Damian Lillard, 9th in the NBA in scoring. C.J. McCollum in the top 25 as well. We remember what happened in Orlando. 41 points for Damian Lillard. He goes off in the second half, then goes for 42 in Miami the very next night. So he's had success. The Magic are 0-1 against the Portland Trailblazers this year. They've lost 7 out of 9 here in Portland. They've lost 9 of 15 overall to the Blazers. This is a very good Blazer team. They're 12-8, 7-3 here at home. They have lost 3 consecutive games, but three of those losses have been to the Milwaukee Bucks, the Golden State Warriors, and the Los Angeles Clippers. So those are top-tier teams here in the NBA. So they're going to be fighting mad. They have not played since Sunday, so they've had a couple of days to gear up. But this is going to be tough, and it's going to be huge for DJ Augustine and Jaren Grant to know what their assignments are and try to defend those guys the best they can. We got to get Jaren Grant going. Production drops off exponentially when DJ Augustine comes out of the game. So hopefully he's ready for that challenge here tonight because it's going to be a big one against Damian Lillard and of course, C.J. McCollum. As good a duo as there is in the NBA. So that's going to do it for us here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. We head to Phoenix after this one here tonight. So I will have David Steele with me on the program here tomorrow. Brian Hill will join me on Friday. Come on, let's get another one. Let's make it 2-2 here on this West Coast trip and get one against the Portland Trailblazers. 9:30 on the Magic Radio Network, which is right here on 96.9 The Game, and 9:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow with David Steele.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.